Hey, LifeSite friends. Look, we are still in Rome. This is the day after the funeral of Pope Benedict. And there's been a lot of talk about his legacy. His legacy, I think, almost universally recognized being Summorum Pontificum, the restoration of the traditional Latin Mass, which brought so many people back to the faith, including Jim Hale behind the camera here, and Michael Hogan, another one of our videographers. That has done so much. And it has led to furious reaction from leftists in the church, particularly from Pope Francis, who issued then Traditionis Custodis, which tries once again to stomp on the traditional Latin Mass. But you know, I wonder how many of us actually know what is in that document from Pope Benedict from 2007 that launched all of this. It's actually not that long a document. It's called Summorum Pontificum. I thought we could walk together to the place in Rome, which is the seat of the fraternity. It's called the Church of the Trinità, of the Trinity, and of the Most Holy Trinity. And why don't I just read for you the document, Summorum Pontificum, as we walk. Will you join me?
The Supreme Pontiffs have to this day shown constant concern that the Church of Christ should offer worthy worship to the Divine Majesty for the praise and glory of His name and the good of all His Holy Church. As from time immemorial, so too in the future, it is necessary to maintain the principle that each particular church must be in accord with the universal church, not only regarding the doctrine of the faith and sacramental signs, but also as to the usages universally received from apostolic and unbroken tradition. These are to be observed not only so that errors may be avoided, but also that the faith may be handed on in its integrity, since the Church's rule of prayer, lex orandi, corresponds to her rule of faith, lex credendi. Eminent among the popes who showed such proper concern was St. Gregory the Great, who sought to hand on to the new peoples of Europe both the Catholic faith and the treasures of worship and culture amassed by the Romans in preceding centuries. The Roman Missal, promulgated by Pope Paul VI, is the ordinary expression of the lex orandi, rule of prayer, of the Catholic Church of the Latin Rite. The Roman Missal, promulgated by St. Pius V and revised by Blessed John XXIII, is nonetheless to be considered an extraordinary expression of the same lex orandi of the Church, and duly honored for its venerable and ancient usage. These two expressions of the Church's lex orandi will in no way lead to a division in the Church's lex credendi, or rule of faith, for they are two usages of the one Roman rite. It is therefore permitted to celebrate the sacrifice of the Mass following the typical edition of the Roman Missal, which was promulgated by Blessed John XXIII in 1962, and never abrogated. Given in Rome at St. Peter's on the 7th day of July in the year of our Lord, 2007, the third of our pontificate. Signed, Benedictus XVI.